Then consider what kind of picture frame you might want to put around the picture. A modern steel frame? Or maybe one of those old-fashioned gold ones with swirly things and doves? When you've picked out a frame, add a museum light. You might even want to see it in the style of a famous painter, as if it were a Renoir or a Gauguin or a famous photographer. Take a moment to clear your mind. Breathe. Now think of that incident that used to disappoint you. Yes, the feelings have changed. And they will stay changed because you have used the way the brain codes information to make the change. Check it again now. Check it in an hour. Make a note in your appointment book to check it next week. You'll find it stays changed. Notice that you didn't force the change. You didn't repeat an affirmation for weeks. You did visualize, but probably not how you would have expected. You're beginning to learn the code, the DNA of thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. What you did was change how you think about an incident using your brain's own coding principles. Yeah, it was only a small disappointment you changed, but 5 minutes ago you could have thought of that incident and depended on feeling disappointed. Now it's changed. Now you have a rapid technique for taking negative memories and changing them so they no longer bother you. Welcome to the world of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. We've always been able to move our internal experience around, embellish it, and do things with it. It's just that until NLP, no one realized this could be used to improve the quality of our life. The next time an incident or old memory bothers you, you can give yourself a new perspective. Not by wishing or hoping, but by taking action. By watching it like a movie with upbeat music. By putting it in a picture frame. By making it a painting or a still photo, you're casting it in a whole new light. You're looking at it in a totally different way. Almost the same way you'd look at someone else's problems. And as we all know, what someone else sees as a big problem almost always looks smaller to everyone else. With NLP, you can do the same thing with your own difficulties. You're using your brain in creative ways to succeed with life's problems. How did the co-developers of NLP figure out how to do this? They started with some fundamental principles. We're going to concentrate on five of them. The first is, the map is not the territory. The map is our thoughts and feelings. The territory is reality. People respond to their thoughts and their feelings, not reality. This is good news because it means it's possible to get a better map, a new way to think and feel. We've all been in situations that we thought meant one thing, and it turned out to be just the opposite. Maybe you thought somebody didn't like you, and you found out later they had no problem with you. Until you discovered that, you were convinced that that person didn't like you. It was a very real map in your mind until it changed. To change our lives quickly and effectively, we need to change our maps. With NLP, we can do this. This leads us to the second fundamental principle of NLP. Experience has a structure. This means how our memories are arranged in our minds determines what they mean to us and how they will affect us. If we change the structure of our memories, as we did earlier by adding music or picture frames and the rest, we'll experience those events in our lives differently. Change the structure of our thoughts and our experience will change. And what are our thoughts and memories made of? Our five senses. What we see, what we hear, feel, taste, and smell. All of our feelings, good and bad. All of our experiences, those best forgotten and those outstanding, are made up of specific combinations of these five senses. Out of these elements, you can create any experience anyone has ever had.